It is time for the WILO, Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, Leading with Hope and Vision. And we say good morning this morning to Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.
Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, Judy.
Hey.
What's going on?
How are you? Oh, not a lot. Just getting ready to start another day. This is one of those weeks I'm going to be confused on the day, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Since we had Monday off, it's been...
Yeah, those
hard
are
to get that.
those are such lovely, you know, weeks when you start all that stuff. So,
yeah.
When do we think we're going to start with the police station?
Well, we're hoping to start hopefully next spring. Well, I guess it's spring, spring or summer. We've got to get the bond in place, and we're still right now working with the architecture and, you know, deciding on the plans and how we're going to move forward. And then, of course, we'll have the bonds and the financing. So let's hope by spring, the summer, we'll be started. We're hoping to have everything up and be using the station in a year. So we're going to have to get busy on it.
You're talking about this year, right?
Yes, this year, but we'll have it up and going next year in 2022. So
okay. All right. So I just kind of thought we might have it up and going this year. So
No, I don't think so. I think it's probably going to have to be, you know, next spring by the time everything's completed and we're ready to go.
Let's assume for the time being that everything is opened up and COVID is behind us for a minute. How much change will you think we'll see, or how are you going to do things if and when we reopen? What do you think is going to be? What do you think it's going to be like?
I think when we reopen, the big thing is we're going to be able to have activities again. We're going to be able to have events planned. And, you know, like I mentioned before, Prairie Creek Park, we have so many things that we want to do at Prairie Creek Park. We have entertainment that we'd like to do. We want to have the park open to the public. And I think that's going to be one of the big things. And just any event that we've had to cancel because of COVID, I'm hoping that we're going to be able to have this year. That's my goal. I'm hoping.
Okay. Have you guys ever thought or ever discussed, you know, since the fire down there in downtown, right there at Veterans Park, have you guys ever decided what you might want to do with the park?
You know, actually, that's something that we've been discussing. What exactly do we want to do with that? Do we want to keep it as Veterans Park? Do we want to make it nicer? You know, just look better, a green space. Maybe put some benches, some picnic tables, flowers, you know, just that type thing so that people could also use it, a place to go in their lunchtime or just to go and sit and enjoy the downtown. That's what we're kind of looking towards. There's some other bigger plans, but I'm not sure it's anything we could do in the real near future.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I'd like to just see that just kind of brightened up. You know, make it look good.
What about replacing the mural?
Okay, right now, I've talked with Joe Palmer. Of course, he's on the Redevelopment Commission, and that is owned by them. At least we're going to have it painted. I'm not sure that we're going to get a mural at this point, but I would at least like to get that wall painted. And he's talked about different options that we could do at a later date. So it's not forgotten. It's just that we're trying to get it all together so that we make good decisions.
It just looks, you know, that once another by itself kind of looks forgotten.
I know, it does. And that's one of the goals. I mean, I've been talking to different ones about that, getting ideas and see what we can do to kind of brighten that corner up, make it look better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at one point they were talking about maybe having somebody build a parking garage and retail. Well, you know, with the economy like it is right now and after COVID, it's probably something that's not going to happen quickly.
So in the meantime,
we need to make that look good.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say a parking garage right now really probably isn't the top of the priority list.
No, it is not. It is not. You know, at one point that's what they were thinking, but I'm like, no, let's fix it up. Let's make it look nice, you know, make it attractive and make our downtown look good and entice people to come downtown and to visit our stores and our restaurants. And I think we can do that.
Do you anticipate any of the, quote, new businesses that I know are around? Are they going to open here soon this summer, or what you think?
Okay, what businesses now are you
talking
about?
I'm thinking more like the brewery, the microbrewery.
Well, I hope so. You know, it's like everything's had to be put on hold. You know, that's the sad thing. But I know that they're still working on it. They're still interested. I just think it has slowed down things happening, you know, unfortunately. So let's hope that, I'm hoping by spring, summer, latest fall, that we'll be back doing things that we normally would have been doing.
Okay. Are we missing anything? Is there anything else you want to bring up?
can't think of anything. Like I said, we're going to be working this week on entertainment for Prairie Creek Park, see what we can put together. We're just going to move forward like we're going to do activities and events this year.
Okay.
Yay! I'm so happy to hear that.
Me too.
All right. Well, Mayor, we appreciate your positive outlook and access to you and everything, so we'll catch you here soon.
Okay, thank you, and have a great day.
You too, Judy. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's our Leading with Hope and Vision with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets.